Blog Talk Radio.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light.
Oh, yeah.
And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
He won't let me fall.
Never let me down before.
that it let me live. Oh, I, oh, 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 I, don't you know I try? Nothing seems to work in money, cars, clothes, and jewels. Listen, y'all, there ain't nothing out there that you need, yeah. Oh, you got the Most High, it is some, and that's all you need. But you never find anything that will suffice. Oh no,
ain't nothing out there for you. Ain't nothing out there for you. Come on, y'all. Rock it. Israel, be strong. Don't lose what you got. It's too close to quit now.
All right, shalom family, shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your servant, as well as your friend, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 25th of April, 2014. Once again, we're going to get into the Father's Word. We're having a special lesson today. I'm going to start calling these lessons because they're not going to be as long as our regular lessons, but this is 101 Basic. The two creations. Now, I'm doing these little, they're shorter, okay? They're shorter. They're just to give understanding about this particular understanding that seems to not be where it needs to be right now in understanding. And we've been speaking about this for a long time because the Word speaks about it. And we just have to get our people back into the mindset of understanding our Father's Word, reading it, rightly dividing it. And studying to show yourself approved, which means you, some of these words you need to look up, because remember, we were not speaking English, the English language. We were not speaking the English language back in the day, our ancestors. We learned the English language under our oppressors because it told us in Deuteronomy 28 that we would come under those oppressors that we would not know not their language. So we've learned the English language. Okay? So when we go to reading our book that was translated into English, we must go and look up these words. Now, some people want to say, well, she likes to pick on the words. I've heard that. Some people, they won't mention my name, because if they mention my name, they have to give credit to what the word says. So they'll act like they're ignorant to that fact. But the truth is, when you go and look up those words, those English words have many meanings. But if you're not rightly dividing the word, which our Father told us to do, you will be destroyed for lack of knowledge, because it wasn't written in English. So we're going to get to it, family, but I ask everyone just to lift up their hands and let's say a quick prayer over this lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come, regardless of what four corners of the earth our ancestors were scattered, we come in truth and in spirit, righteously, seeking the truth of your word. Father, we ask that all who have come here to learn your word, seek your face, hear your word spoken, Father, that you will enlighten them to your truth. Remove the scales. Let them understand the truth just by reading. Father, we ask for a blessing for all those who are seeking your face, all those who are righteously coming forward and claiming the truth of Yahushua, who he was, claiming the truth of who you are to us, claiming the truth of every word spoken by all the prophets, claiming the truth of everything that Yahushua said, all your words, Father. We ask for a blessing over them. We know that many of them are going through trials and tribulations right now, Father. And we just ask that your mighty right arm and your set-apart spirit give them comfort. Let them understand that regardless of what is in the world that is coming against your children, greater are we because you are dwelling in us. And if you are for us, who can be against us? Father, let your word give them comfort give them shalom. And Father, we ask for a blessing as I read your word. Let the set apart spirit operate and flow through me. Let the words be not mine, but of you, Father. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you have been doing and still yet to do in our lives. Father, in Yahushua's set apart name, we say hallelujah, Father. We love you, Father. All right, family, let's get started. Now, this is like a basic 101 class. I did not open a chat line, and I probably will not be opening a chat line for these shorter lessons because I'm going to go through some material. I ask that everybody just bring a pencil and paper or listen to the archives and write down the verses I'm going to be giving you. Okay? I'm going to give you understanding to what's written right there in the scripture. Okay? This is basic. This is something everybody is to know. It was written for your understanding. So we're going to learn about the two creations in Genesis 1 and 2 today. Many who come out to the truth and find out, oh, we are the Hebrews, not the Jewish people or Christianity or any of this nonsense, but the true people are the people who were scattered across the four corners of the earth because of disobedience to our Father. We're those spiritual people. Okay, we separate ourselves even from the serpent. See, we're the spiritual beings that operate in the set-apart spirit. Okay, there's something different about us. And I pinpoint that word spirit because that's the brunt of it, family. I can show you the two creations just by reading it, but I'm going to give you some more understanding. Everything the Father has given me, I'm going to give to you. Okay, it's plain and simple. So today we will be dealing with the image of man, the assembly of Yahuwah. Remember, they put the word man, but it's talking about the assembly. Father's always talking about his people. This whole book is about his people, not about one particular gender. Okay, so we're going to get everything straight here because I will be using the word image of man, and you have to know that. So it tells us, if we understand that we'll be dealing with the image of man, rather, the assembly of Yahuwah, the ones Yahuwah knew before he formed us in our mother's womb. That's what we're going to be dealing with. If you understand that, you understand that not everybody was sent from above. Not everybody does the Father say, hey, I knew you. We can go to Amos chapter 3 and he tells you, I only know you, Israel. There was something about this set of people. This set-apart set of people, which the word is holy in the Bible, but translated, we know the word is set-apart. But there was someone who was set-apart in a garden, and in that garden dwelt Adam and Eve, both. And many believe that Adam and Eve are from the six-day creation, and that's not what the Bible reads. That's not the word of our Father. That's the word of man. That's the teachings of the oppressor. That's the teachings of someone who does not have the set-apart spirit or is not operating out of the set-apart spirit to come to our Father's truth. But family, we'll look at it, okay? We'll look at it because there's a big difference in these words, okay? There's a big difference, and you must come as children to the word. Don't be destroyed for lack of knowledge anymore, but come to the Father's word as a child, which means clear out all that old garbage of religion. And let's read what our Father says. And let's analyze it and say, well, you know what? That is what he says. So this must be what he's talking about. It's just that simple. Either you're going to operate out the spirit because our Father, as well as Yahushua, they are spirits. And we are just like them. We are spirits in a vessel or an image of flesh. That's all it is. So we have to understand that there are two creations. We will read about the day six creation, the male and the female, which is mankind, because that's two created beings. That's not man. That's plural. That's mankind. And we will read about the seventh day creation, which was Adam. Okay, he was formed by himself, and then his kind was taken out of him, a duplicate, but only of opposite sex. That's the only thing that occurred in with Adam on day seven. His kind, male and female, were created. I say these words in a certain way because I pray that after you hear the truth, you're going to start thinking, well, yeah, well, wait, why are they putting separation now? Why are they putting, because we're going to go through other verses that can give you that understanding. You know, it, all this is about our Father's people, and we are our Father's people, male and female. We are our Father's people, but not the male and female from day six. No, we are those spiritual people. And this book is for our understanding because it's our history book, not the six-day creations. You got the understanding of the six-day creation through religion. Now we're going to take you to the seventh-day creation, understanding of our history book. So I want to take everybody, before we get started, and like I said, I'm going to go through some of this stuff kind of quick because I've only set the lesson for 1 hour. But it's up to you to go back, get the notes, you know, the chapters and verses I'm speaking of. I will have this for our website for those who want to venture through my notes. But, hey, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Now, I'm only going to read verses 1 through 5. Pay attention. This second epistle, which is a letter, the second letter, beloved, that means he's writing to his people. Paul was an Israelite, okay? This second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. He's got to wake some people up by talking to them. Here's what he says. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the set-apart prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of Yahushua and Yahuwah. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, and yes, they died off, but many of the fathers from Jeremiah 16:19, who our generation, we have inherited lies from our fathers. Now, when the set-apart spirit or the dry bones wake up, we get the truth. But it says, for since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation, meaning there is nothing new underneath the sun. You are not seeing anything new today. The Father had a people. They're his spiritual people, the same people that many of the Hebrew Israelites would say, yeah, we're supposed to be Kodesh, set apart, sanctified. We're blessed. Well, it tells you that in day seven creation. But let's just go a little further here. It says in verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 3, for this they willingly are ignorant. For this they willingly are ignorant of. That by the word of Yahuwah. What's the word of Yahuwah? Well, according to John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with Yahuwah, and the word was Yahushua. So it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by Yahushua, by the word of Yahuwah, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. That takes you back to Genesis. That takes you back to Genesis. Let's keep going a little bit further. Verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflown with water, and that's where you picked up the earth was void and without form. Well, it means it became void and without form in Genesis chapter 1. It tells you whereby the world that then was, there was a world before this one, our earth, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, by Yahushua, are kept in store, reserved until fire against the day of judgment and perdition of unrighteous men. Here we go. Pay attention. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Pay attention. He's telling you something. Remember, Paul was an elect. He was chosen by Yahushua and our Father. Paul says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with our father, or Yahushua, 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So that's letting you know, we look and we read about one day, and we just think it's like in today's terms. When Paul lets you know, don't be ignorant of this one thing now, that one day is with our Father as 1,000 years for us, and 1,000 years as one day. He's giving you a time measurement so that when you go back to Genesis and you start reading those creations, you know it didn't take our Father a whole 1,000 years to create, or shall I say, form Adam on day 7. Keep that in mind. It says, Yahuwah is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Because, see, family, we're supposed to know the truth about the beginning, about the revealing in Revelations, about our history as a nation. We're supposed to know this. Many will not teach you this. Why? I don't know. It's right there in the book. Let's go there. Let's go there. If everyone would like to, go ahead and open up to Genesis chapter 1. Open up your scriptures, okay, family? Open up your scriptures. I'm going to bring you forward. I want to go to, and I just want to quickly go there. Okay. Go to verse 20 of Genesis 1. Start reading. It says, and I'm going to use the words that are there, because the word God, Lord, Jesus, those words were not originally the titles that were given to our Father. Know that. But there's still truth in here. Pay attention. Verse 20, it says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in open firmament of heaven. That's verse 20. Now remember, it told us the word was there in the beginning, and if you keep reading John, you figure out that it was Yahushua there in the beginning creating the heavens, the earth, and everything that's made. So let's pay attention to what it says. Verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. It was important that everything had to be after its own kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22, and God blessed them. How did he bless them? Well, they were able to reproduce. That's what that's speaking of. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the water in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. So these were blessed by giving them any law, giving them promises or a covenant or anything. What they were blessed with was to be fruitful and repopulate, because they were made after their own kind. Meaning there's two of them, okay? And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Now, that's the fifth day. It tells us one day with the Father is 1,000 years for man. So 1,000 years later, let's see what else happens. It says on verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, the cattle, the creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. Now remember, this is Yahushua here. Remember that. Verse 26, it said, and God said, now we know this is Yahushua. Many people find fault when I tell them, yes, the angels created. Yes, the angels did, because pay attention to everything. Everything makes a difference. Now, we know the angels, they can't do nothing unless given order to do something. You could take it that way, which apocryphal books tell you that as well. But for the sake that many don't want to hear the truth that there were another created being and it wasn't of our Father, it wasn't of Yahushua, we'll just say Yahushua did this. Yahushua and the angels. Okay, that makes you feel better. So it says in verse 26, and Yahushua said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, Yahushua created man in his own image. I'll leave it like that. I'm not going to say the angels, because people get offended by that, but pay attention. So, Yahushua created man in his own image. In the image of Yahushua created he him. Male and female created he them. So, he created mankind at this point. Okay? Because there were two that were created. They were made on the sixth day, 1,000 years before Adam was formed. Because he was formed on the seventh day. But let's just go with it. Verse 28. And Yahushua blessed them, and Yahushua said unto them, just like he told the animals, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. That's the extra that mankind had. Subdue it, because that was their place of dwelling. He said, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing upon the earth. Now, I will mention this for your own research. Understand why when we go to verse 25 it says, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, that you don't hear about the beast. You really don't hear about the beast. But when you go to see what was to have dominion over everything, you don't hear about that beast. Don't have to pay attention to that. Just know that when you get to Genesis 3, it does talk about this was the most beguiling beast of the field. Okay, just understand that. So let's go a little further. It's important that you get all this. When you finish reading everything that included the six-day creation, and he told them to multiply the male and the female, that it said, God said, let us. There was something else doing the creating with Yahushua. There was something else doing that creation with Yahushua, and it was made in the image. The image is the part that people need to understand. It really don't matter if I say, okay, well, Yahuwah made them, Yahushua made them, or the angels made them, because they were just made in the image. That's what's important, the word image. That's where I got to hit you at. Now, like we just read, those are the events that happen in the order they happen. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 2, we know that it's slightly different than Genesis chapter 1. First of all, it says, in the beginning, Yahushua created the heaven and the earth. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 2, it says, and let me get there, if I can bypass some of these pop-ups, everybody flip over to Genesis 2, compare it, verse 1 and verse Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 of Genesis chapter 2. It says, thus the heavens, and the word in Genesis 1, chapter 1, was heaven, and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. So we see that everything that was day 6, the male and the female, the animals, the whales, the water subdued itself off the earth, but there was a time before. It was the first earth age. We are in the second earth age. All these things happen. Now we go to chapter 2, which is 1,000 years later, according to our father, because we just read it. It says, one day with the father is as 1,000 years, and for man, basically, and is giving you a time scale. So 1,000 years after the male and the female, who were made in the image of the gods, according to that statement in Genesis 26, we see that Adam is not going to get formed by himself. After his kind, of course, because Eve's included. But after his kind is the way, the order. When you read in Genesis chapter 1, you hear about the plants, the trees, the animals. Then you hear about the male and the female, okay, mankind. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 1, first you hear about Adam by himself being formed from the dust of the ground, okay? Then you hear about, and we're going to go there because I want to make sure you guys are getting this. I'm not going to read everything, but I want to just give you an understanding. It says, thus the heaven and the earth were finished. This is Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, and all the hosts of them. That's from the first 6 days. That's all it said is, I'm done with the first 6 days, the first 6,000 years there. I'm done. And on the seventh day, 1,000 years later, right, it says that Yahushua ended his work which he had made. Now he's going to rest on this seventh day, which is the Hebrews' Shabbat day. That's your seventh day. It's your Shabbat. That's the day he's going to take and make for a day of rest from all that he had made, all that work he had done the first 6,000 years, according to the word. 1,000 years later, he's going to rest, but it's going to be the Shabbat. It's the seventh day. What's important, when you go look at these words, it tells you that those words, sanctified, seventh day, blessed, all those words are the same words you can read throughout Scripture that describes his people. They're set apart. They're Kodesh. They're a peculiar people. They're royalty. They're above all the other families of the earth. The Father only knew them, but they did not obey. They did not obey our Father, so they were scattered. The only people he knew, the only people who gave the covenant and the laws to, was this creation of man. And this particular man is in the image of his creator. His creator was Yahushua. I say these words because we're going to go places, pay attention. So it tells us, in the order that he rested on the seventh day, okay, because he had done all the work the first 6,000 years. It says, these are generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that Yahushua made the earth and the heavens. Then it says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahushua had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Well, wait a minute. Now, we're on the seventh day, 1,000 years after we read about day six, creation of male and female, mankind. But it tells us right here in Genesis chapter 2, but there wasn't a man to till the ground. There was no one there to till that ground. Well, either we're not understanding Scripture properly, or you think the Father made a mistake? Because people ain't getting this. I'm trying to figure out, what do they believe? It says there was not a man to till the ground. The problem is you don't know who is what man in Scripture. The man that is being spoken of here is the creation after Yahushua's kind, in his image. They'll use those words to interchangeably deceive you, tell you man and ruddy and all these words that are there to deceive you because you're not rightly dividing the word. But this particular man right here, this particular man is going to be made by himself, and not only will he be made in the image of his creator, which is Yahushua, he's going to be taken from the dust of the ground by himself. Eve will be taken from his DNA, his rib. That's, look up the words, a cell. It's DNA. So we see that there was not a man to till the ground. Okay? There was not a man. Adam was not formed from the dust of the ground yet. So it tells us, verse 6, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahushua formed man of the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That is the set-apart spirit. That is the ruach. In the Scriptures, it'll say Holy Spirit. But that's what came from Yahushua. Image that we were made like. That's what sets this image or this man on day seven apart from the created male and female, which is mankind, who does not have the set-apart spirit. They were not given the breath of life. It's just images. Image is just an empty vessel. Go look it up. Matter of fact, I've already done that.
When you go look up the word family,
image,
it's Hebrews 6:7-4. Image, it'll say empty. Simulance, figuratively. That's what the word is. Something, it's a vessel, but it's empty. Images that were created on day 6, male and female, but they were empty. They never had that breath of life. And then you have Adam. He was created in the image of Yahushua, but he was given the set-apart spirit. Made him different. Instantly, automatically. And because Eve was taken from his DNA makeup, everything Adam had, she had. So that male and female of day 7 is different from the one 1,000 years prior, made at the same time, made after the animals were told to multiply. Okay? So, let's go a little further. Like I said, I'm going to be giving scripture up, but just follow along. I'm not going to leave you wanting in anything here. I'm going to show you what the scripture says. You got scriptures, open it up. So it tells us that the Most High, or Yahushua, breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and Adam, this man, became a living soul or a living spirit. And Yahushua planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Now, Adam is put there by himself. I didn't hear about the male and female on 6 day creation, 1,000 years prior, being put in no garden. I don't hear about them having the breath of life. I don't hear about all this. I don't hear Adam being told to have dominion over the earth and all those beasts out there that were made. Note that, they were made. But right here, it tells us that Yahushua planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, not the us forming, male and female, but the ones that he had formed. You see what I mean? You understand what I mean when I say it offends people if I say that the Most High allowed his angels to create? The Most High tell you, I created good, I created evil. I created a vessel fitted for destruction out of the same lump of clay. One's fitted for destruction and one is fitted for glory, basically. But it offends people because the truth, with what people have been taught now, the truth is almost insulting to them. When we bring up that Yahushua came from a mother and a father, that's insulting. Oh, my goodness, what are you doing? You're saying that he came in the world just like us? Well, if you look at the spiritual understanding that our bodies are just vessels, it means nothing. But if you were not sent from above, and this particular spirit was sitting right with the Father in the beginning, making the creation of you and me, wasn't just like, say, Adam or Moses or any of these people. No, this one was, or King David, I'll throw him out there too. No, this one was the Spirit, the Word in the beginning. He created his image, and he gave his image the set-apart spirit. Didn't give it to male and female, created by the angels or the gods, well, however you want to say it. In that image that they had, they never received anything. They remained empty. They did not have that set apart spirit. They're just empty vessels. We're going to get into a little bit more of that later. But let's pay attention to what he says. So after he planted this garden in the east of Eden, okay, it says, out of the ground made Yahushua to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it talks about the rivers. I'm not going to go into all the rivers, but notice, he's got trees and all this coming after. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, before the male and female, the trees and all this other stuff was before. The plants and all the stuff on the ground, it was before the male and female were made or created. Well, in Genesis 7, we're hearing about the trees and everything after Adam. After Adam. So let's go a little further. If you go to verse,
If you go to verse 15, it says, and Yahushua took the man, okay, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That's what he had. This particular man, which was set apart on a blessed, sanctified day, which is our Shabbat. Remember, man was not made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat was made for man. But what man is what you should be asking. When you go back, it's easier to figure out. If you understand who the Hebrews are, the same ones that were given the set-apart spirit, the same ones that like to keep the Shabbat, the same ones that will tell you we are set-apart people, the same ones that all the prophets and all those who were raised were telling the children of Israel, stay set apart, Kodesh, stay set apart from all these other people. There's nothing new underneath the sun. When we came out of Egypt, before we got into that promised land, we were warned to stay Kodesh, stay set apart. Well, from what? Well, for the people that were out there, the other nations, the ones without the set apart spirit. The ones who did not have a connection between us, well, between the Heavenly Father. We had that connection. And through the new covenant, it went through Yahushua to the Father. But Yahushua said, I'm sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we keep talking about the same group of people, but they use man for both of them. Sometimes they'll say mankind for both of them. But you have to rightly divide that word. This particular man on day seven, he had a set-apart spirit, which meant he was in the image of his creator, which was Yahushua, but he had a set-apart spirit. He was put in a set-apart destination on a blessed, sanctified day. Okay? I hope y'all getting this. So, later, and it's, you have to go all the way down. You have to go all the way down to verse 20. Or better yet, go to verse 18. And then you hear about Yahushua saying it's not good that the man, well, the one with the set-apart spirit, the image with the set-apart spirit, should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. That's the same thing as saying I will make someone after his own kind, because the male and the female, that was after their kind, that image. Just like the beast after their kind, they were told to multiply. The fish, the whales, the fowls of the air, after their kind. Now, this particular man, he's getting ready to get him a helpmeet, which is after his kind. It's just like him. So that he has someone to share with. People want to say, and I pray y'all stop doing that, because the father is not making a difference between his children, how he talks to them, how he loves them. He will either lift up a man or he will lift up a daughter, but they are in his image, which means they have the set-apart spirit. We're not talking flesh. If you're talking flesh, you're not going to get this message. We're talking spirit here. Images, everybody has an image, and that image will go back to the earth when you die. But what makes us, his people, set apart and different from mankind, the six-day creation, was the set-apart spirit. Okay? So it says in verse 21, Yahushua caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, that man right there, Adam, the one with the set apart spirit. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs. Go look up the word rib. It's DNA. It'll tell you cells. That's a DNA. If you know anything about science, that's the same word family. And he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which Yahushua had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And he said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. So everything that Adam had, which was set apart spirit, because the Father didn't distinguish between the flesh and the bones. That's just a given, because that's your image. But this man had a set-apart spirit, so she was made just like him, so he would not be alone. It's not good for him to be alone. Everything was after his kind. Now, I don't want to go any further in that, except that you will keep reading it. It will never tell you while they're in the Garden of Eden that they were never told to multiply, although day six
Yeah, they were told to multiply, the male and the female. And why does anybody multiply? That should be the question. For those of you who don't understand the distinction between the two creations of Genesis day 6 and Genesis day 7. Adam and Eve was never told to multiply, but the male and female 1,000 years prior was told to multiply and have dominion over the earth. The earth was their dwelling. See, we came from above. You'll find that the Garden of Eden is a spiritual place, family, because they were able to talk with the Most High. And no flesh and blood will enter into the realm of the Most High, only spirit. Any book you read out of the Bible, out of the Apocrypha, is going to tell you, you got to be in your spiritual body in order to talk with the Most High. Adam and Eve was talking with the Most High in Genesis chapter 3. It was a spiritual dimension, okay? And it was from above. It was not of the earth. The image that Adam was made from, out of the same lump of clay, one honor, one vessel for honor, one vessel for dishonor. He was made the vessel of honor, okay? He was made the vessel of honor. But he had a set-apart spirit. It's all about the spirit. You're going to see that as we go along. Now, I'm going to close up this link because I don't want to have any more problems with my computer. And like I said, I did not open up the chat line, so I pray you guys are just going to take the notes as we go. Now, let's go a little deeper into this. I just wanted to show you guys the two differences between Genesis 1 and 2 creation, but I want to take you somewhere else because the image is an important thing, family. The image is a very, very important thing. My notes are more detailed, but, you know, hey, we're going to go through and get understanding. Let's go back to the image. Now, remember, the image of Yahushua, spirit, that's the image of Yahushua. We know that because, let's go back to John 1. Remember, it might say, well, in other parts of the scripture that, he made mankind, or we're going to read it right here, as a matter of fact, the male and the female. But are you rightly dividing the word? Which man or which female is he speaking of that Yahushua made? Okay? Let's go there. It tells us in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahushua. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. But what men? You understand that light is the spirit, if you're paying attention. So it says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, I want to jump down. Well, I'll read it. Verse 6, there was a man sent from the Most High whose name was John. Now, remember, before we were formed in our mother's womb, the Father knew us. Ain't nobody who is set apart, sent from the Father, predestinated, was with the Father in the beginning, can make the claim that they're not a Hebrew. They're a Hebrew. They were sent from the Father, if he knew them before they were formed in the mother's womb. But everyone else who didn't have the spirit that was sent from above is not of our Father. We're going to read it. You go here. But John was. It says in verse 7, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Now remember, we're talking about the spirit here, that all men through him might believe. All men. What men? Well, that man. That image, the word man and image should be synonymous by now. That image, the one that had the set apart spirit, and that was both Adam and Eve. Not man, male and female in day 6, but Adam and Eve. The lineage that comes from Adam and Eve. Okay? It says, he came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men or all of the spirit beings through him might believe. Not of everybody, but through him. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man, which lighteth the people that cometh into the world. all our bodies are our vessels. It's an image. It's empty. But until the set-apart spirit, which is the Father knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb, before the spirit comes, you're just an image. You're just a vessel. And it's going to return back to dirt. But the spirit, him who sent us down, in order to ascend, you first have had to descend. Remember, go back to the lesson we did on predestination. We went through those scriptures. A little bit more, family. I'm going to give you a little bit more because I know time's running short here. Okay, so it says, now pay attention. I'm still in the book of John, chapter 1. It says, I'm going to pick up at verse 9. Okay, verse 8. He was not the light, speaking of John, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lights every man, or the Hebrews, that come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Our people, if they don't have the set-apart spirit, or if they're not operating out the set-apart spirit, that's the proper way to say it, it's like they don't know him. They're considered Gentiles. Real Gentiles, the heathens, all the other nations who the Father says, I never knew, I don't know them. I never gave them my laws and judgments. I never gave them anything. He said, I make an honor, a vessel for honor and one for dishonor. The ones for honor are my people, the chosen. So we see right here, it tells us, he was in the world, talking about Yahushua, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world of Israel. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of the Most High, the children of the Most High, even to them that believed on his name. And it's all still speaking about the children of the Most High. Because we had lost sheep. Remember the two kingdoms split? That's all it's talking about. It says, pay attention, here you go, verse 13, which were born, now the ones who, even to them that believed on his name, it tells you, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahushua. Spirit in the beginning that formed this image, this man, this image, and gave this image a set-apart spirit, now he's in the same image or spirit as Yahushua. It's all about the spirit. It has nothing to do with the outer vessel. Nothing. That's why you can say whatever you want to about Genesis Day 6. It still wasn't in the image of Yahushua. Regardless if you want to say, let us means, oh, I've heard people say it was the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But that's a lie because they were never given the set-apart spirit. If the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they call that the wife, created day six creation of male and female, well, then they should have the set-apart spirit too. It never says that. But the one on the seventh day, the Shabbat day, that one had the set-apart spirit. Family, I'm going to go just a little bit more into overtime. And if you would like, well, everybody who is on the chat line, or rather, when I say chat line, you're on the web. If you want to switch over, now is your time. The number is 646-595-4111. That's the right number. They changed my numbers. Oh, wow. They've changed my numbers, family. Here's the new number they have. They have 646-200-4444. They just changed my numbers. I didn't notice that. Well, I noticed there's a lot of different things on my site. But anyhow, let's continue going on. This is basically for those who have never heard the truth. I want to make sure people are getting it. Now, I want to go somewhere with you. We're going to show you that the image is a spirit. That's what they're speaking of in Genesis Day 7, when it says that the breath of life, which is the spirit, because Yahushua was a spirit and he did the creating according to John 1. Well, let's go to Romans 8. Let's find out the image of the spirit of the word of Yahuwah is Yahushua. It tells us, verse 1, Romans 8, there is therefore, okay, 10 seconds, family, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua who walk not after the flesh, because it ain't about the flesh, but after the spirit. If you, even though you're in flesh, you're wrapped in flesh, we're supposed to take up the old man and put on the new man, which means the spirit, because we have the spirit in us. We're operating out the spirit. Let me go there again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahushua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I'm going to go a little further with that. For the law of the spirit of the life in Yahushua has made me free from the law of the sin of death, sin and death. And that was the flesh. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahuwah sending his own son, Yahushua, in the likeness or the image of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. In order to operate in the spirit and walk in the spirit and so forth, you got to be of the spirit. Not everybody is of the Father. Not everybody is the Father's creation. The spirit was only given to day seven creation. That was 1,000 years prior to male and female being made. So let's just get this understanding. Romans 8, I'm going to pick up at verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against our Father, for it is not subject to the law of the Most High, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please our Father. We're all in the flesh, all of us, every last person walking around this earth, both Goyim as well as the Hebrews. We're all in flesh, but it's going to specify one more group of created beings that we're going to talk about next time. That's the serpent seed. It's going to distinguish us from all of them. If you're not operating and walking in the spirit, you're like everything else out there. Same category. So it tells us, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please our Father. Okay? We are spirit, but we're wrapped in flesh. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh. How do you know that? Well, because it tells us on that Shabbat day, that set apart day, that Kodesh day, that sanctified day, Adam was formed and Eve was taken from his rib. She got the same thing he got. And they had a spirit dwelling in them. They were in the image of their creator, which was Yahushua. So it says, but ye are not of flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Yahuwah dwelleth in you. Now, if any man, if any person have not the spirit of Yahushua, he is none of his. Well, day six creation was never given the spirit. Only Adam's genealogy. Only the image of its creator being given the set apart spirit, which was the spirit in the beginning, the word, according to John, and that was Yahushua. So this image or this man, these spiritual beings, they are of Yahushua, because it tells us in verse 9 of Romans 8, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of Yahuwah dwell in you. Now, if any person, any man, have not the spirit of Yahushua, he is none of his, okay? He is none of his. Now, I want to take you some other places. Due to lack of time, my notes are a little bit more deeper, but you can go through that yourself. Got to go back to the image. This is a key one for everyone. You go to 1 Corinthians. I'm just going to read verses. Let's see, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 and verse 7, because we got to go with that image. it tells us, and this is also deals with your power of authority. And I'm praying you guys understand this, because that's why I said, if you don't know what happened in the beginning in Genesis, how are you going to be able to distinguish the truth throughout the whole scripture or even get to Revelations? You don't know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with trying to bring the ones without the Spirit into the kingdom, the serpent seed in the kingdom. When the Father says in the parable of the wheat and tares, the tares are going to get burnt in the lake of fire. And it says no more heathens going to be trotting in, or Gentile, same thing, going to be trotting through the land, but you're trying to bring them in. So let's go here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I'm going to read verses 3 and 7. I'm going to put the right words in there for you. You go look them up yourself and do your own study. Go look up the Strong Concordance words. This is what it means. But I would have you know, this is Paul speaking, that the head of every Hebrew, says every man, is Yahushua. And the head of the woman, or the assembly, is the man, which is Yahushua. And the head of Yahushua is our Father. Only three powers of authority. It tells us, verse 7, for a man, and this man is Greek 435, of a betrothed or future husband. That's Yahushua. For a man, or for Yahushua, indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is in the image and glory of Yahuwah. But the woman, or the assembly, is the glory of the man, which is Yahushua. Now, you go look up those words, the glory of the man, generically family, it means a group of both men and women. It's Greek 435. Same thing with the other one in verse 7. You got to rightly divide the word. You got to know what are they speaking of. Why is the Father not going to put a sinful flesh over another sinful flesh? No. Sinful flesh can't be a covering for sinful flesh. And we're in the flesh. So our covering has to be Yahushua. Male and female. In his image. But not day six creation. Rightly divide that word. Now, because we had to read verse 7, and many people will say, well, no, that's not talking about a man and a woman. That's not talking about Yahushua and his bride. That's talking about a man and a woman. Let's go some places with that. It tells them, I'll read it again, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image of and the glory of Yahuwah, but the woman is the glory of the man. Now, you already understand that for Yahushua, the betrothed, the future husband, indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is in the image and the glory of Yahuwah. But the assembly is the glory of Yahushua. How do I know that's true? Well, let's go someplace. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It tells us right there, who are they speaking of in verse 7, being a man? Are they speaking of Yahushua? Are they speaking of a carnal, fleshly man being over some Hebrew woman? Let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. They don't want to believe the truth. Lest the light, that spirit of the glorious gospel of Yahushua, who is the image of Yahuwah, should shine upon them. Now remember, this image we're talking about is the Spirit, is the light, but he is in the same light as Yahuwah. Yahuwah is a spirit. Our Heavenly Father is a spirit. Yahushua is a spirit. We are spirit, but this one is talking about Yahushua. I'm going to read it again. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahushua, who is the image of Yahuwah, should shine unto them. So when we go back to verse 7, now you know why it says, for a man, that man is the betrothed, that's Yahushua, indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as this man, which is Yahushua, he is the image and glory of Yahuwah. But the woman, the assembly, is the glory of the man. What man? The man that created her, the spirit and the word that was there in the beginning. Let me go some other places with you. After all, Yahushua told Philip in John 14. This is all done with the image. This is what defines us when it says the word image, the one with the spirit. That's your difference.
is all about the spirit family. Let's go. After all, remember, Yahushua told Philip in John 14, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father, because Yahushua is in the image of his Father as a spirit. That is the man that's being spoken of in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7. For a man, that man is Yahushua, is Greek 4:3-5. Okay, means betrothed or future husband. Indeed, ought not to cover his head. For as much as he, this man, is in the image and glory of Yahuwah. But the woman or the assembly or the church, the glory of the man, the same man, which is Greek 4:35. Okay? This man right here, they're both still speaking. We're speaking spiritual. That's why it's hard for people to get, because I know many don't operate out the spirit. But it's letting you know that it's Yahushua. He's creating the image of Yahushua, of Yahuwah. Okay? He has the light. He has the spirit. He has the glory, just like his Father. Okay? And that's why when Philip told him, he that who has seen me hath seen the Father. Okay? Now, because we bear Yahushua's image, this image thing in the beginning is so important. Because we bear Yahushua, our creator, as John 1 says, the image of the Spirit, we bear the image of Yahushua, the Spirit. We are joint heirs to the kingdom. It's all about the Spirit family. If you don't have the Spirit, you're not a son of the Most High. Let's go here. I'm going to take you guys to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 9 to 19. I'm still making the point to let you understand that there are two creations. Genesis day 6, 1,000 years before Adam was formed, this male and female that was out in the earth and was told to multiply, they were made after everything. They were the last thing made out here. They were not put into no set-apart garden. They were not given the breath of life, and they were told, you know, you got sinful flesh on, and you better learn how to multiply. He blessed them with being able to have sex and multiplying so that they would not die off. Whereas Adam and Eve were never told to do that. All right. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 9 through 19. There's a big difference. You've got to know what this image is. Okay, verse 9. It says, for this cause we also, since the day we had heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You got to have the spirit to understand spiritual understanding. That ye might walk worthy of Yahushua unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of our Father Yahuwah, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto Yahuwah, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, in the Spirit. Okay, that word light. Talking about the Spirit. That's Yahushua, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's Yahushua, the Spirit, the light, the Word in the beginning, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Father, the firstborn of every creature, because he was there in the beginning with Yahuwah. So when you go to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7, that man is Yahushua. We're not talking about a fleshly, carnal man covering you. Get it straight, please. Now, let's go a little further. I got more in here. Okay, it says, I'll read 15 again. We're talking about Yahushua in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible Father, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers.
All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, or the assembly, or the woman. So when you go back to 1 Corinthians 11:3, know that we're talking about Yahushua, that one mediator between the people and the Father. There's only three powers of authority. And you are not under that power of authority if you're not in the Father's image. So maybe you want to put four powers of authority, you go under that image. We're going under the image of the three powers of authority, and that being Yahushua is the head of the body, or the assembly, the ones with the spirit. They understand this. Those who don't, hey, verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father Yahuwah that in him should all fullness dwell. Now, you see, family, you got to know those two creations. You can go to Ezekiel 11. I'm not going to go there for a sake of time, but it's going to tell you how only his set-apart people were given his laws and commandments, explaining why we were scattered, and these are the ones with the Spirit, among all the heathens and all the other nations, or among mankind, day six, day creation. See, after the flood, it had to repopulate the earth, but not all Israel's of Israel. We hear about the Ishmaelites. We hear about the Hamites. We hear about the Edomites. I mean, I can go on with all these ites and whatever, but they were not called. They did not have the Spirit. The Father didn't know them before he didn't put them in the, in, they didn't have a spirit. I can't even go to that verse. They had no spirit. And that's why today, if you're keeping in line with the scripture, rightly dividing the word, there's no way you can say anybody else from any other nation gets to come into the kingdom. The Father's word is clear. You've got to have the Spirit. But if you don't know who had the Spirit in the beginning, who Yahushua said he came for, if you don't understand the splitting of the two kingdoms under Solomon and the regathering in that we read about in Romans 9 or Romans 11, one of them, and then in Ezekiel 37, the two sticks coming together, the dry bones waking up. You get all of this mixed up and you want to bring every Tom, Dick, and Goyim into the Holy Land or the set-apart land, which is a spiritual thing. It's New Jerusalem, and to be on this earth. But no flesh and blood will enter. You got to have a spirit in order to get into that land. And if you don't have your spirit ready, if you don't have your wedding garments ready, you'll be as of naked. You'll be ashamed. Because you didn't operate out the flesh. When the flesh go, you as naked, if your spiritual body's not ready. Amos 3, hear this word that Yahuwah have spoken against you, children of Israel, against the whole family which I bought up from the land of Egypt. It was only Israel being bought up from Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. You see, family, he only knew the ones of the Spirit, but many of the ones of the Spirit did not operate out of the Spirit. But when the Father wakes you up in this end time, after you've discontinued from your heritage, which means you lost all knowledge of everything, but when you get woken up, that's why we can give you spiritual understanding when many just read it and tell you, see, that mean a man over a woman. Nonsense, foolishness, vain imaginations, vain thoughts, no profit in it. If you're not operating out the Spirit, if you weren't sent from above, and that's how you test the fruit. The fruit is the Spirit, Spirit of the fruit. You can't get around it. It's all about the Spirit, family. So when you go to these word images, know that they said there's two creations there with images, but the difference is Adam's image had the set-apart Spirit, and Eve had everything he had, because the whole family of the Most High, all his children, they are all going to get regathered back to him. The woman could not get in there if she didn't have the set-apart Spirit to begin with. Has nothing to do with her marrying a Hebrew man. Has nothing to do with her taking a sinful flesh to cover her, because there's only three powers of authority.
pray that this lesson has given you some understanding on the two creations. Next lesson, we're going to get into Genesis 3, talking about the serpent seed. I'll probably take 3 all the way to 5. But I want to do that because certain people had asked me about the two creations. Well, why is there a difference? All you got to do is read them side by side. The order is out of order. If you're going to say it's the same thing, one was given to set apart spirit, one wasn't. One was told to multiply, one wasn't. One was made 1,000 years prior to the formed creation of just Adam. All right, family, with that said, I pray that this has been a blessing for you. Like I said, I want to keep it down to a very, very, limited time. I don't want to, when you get the word, I want you to be able to get it. Now you go ahead and do what you got to do with it. You go talk to the Father. You go reread it. You do what you need to do. But it's for your understanding because some people did not understand those two creations, and it's very important that you did understand those two creations. So with that said, family, hey, all I have to say is stay in the Father's word. Keep me in your prayers. If you feel this lesson has been a blessing to you, hey, go ahead and support the Father's word. All right, family. Keep in the Father's word, and I pray that you guys always put the Father first in your life. Shalom.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey.
Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers.
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God.
But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.